In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text for tonight, this Good Friday night, is from Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. On that day there shall be a fountain opened to cleanse them from sin and unrighteousness. Millions of pints of blood have been collected down through the years. Blood that has saved the lives of countless millions of other people. Perhaps even a pint or two of your blood has been responsible for some of that. Blood is life, and life is in the blood. And every once in a while, we hear on the radio the need for blood donation because the banks of blood are running low. Infinitely more important than these blood drives, which provide wholesome blood to lengthen and preserve physical life, is the blood that flowed down Calvary's cross from the veins of the universal donor, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the fountain the prophet Zechariah speaks of in the text that I've chosen for tonight. This is the fountain which was prepared and dug out on Calvary's cross like a never-ending artesian spring so that we sinners might have never-ending access to its sin-cleansing, soul-refreshing powers. Often, when someone's blood is shed, it's not a voluntary thing. But with Jesus, it is. The Gospel of John helps us see that this fountain is not only the Father's will, but it is also the Son's will and the Holy Spirit's will as well. Jesus is not the victim of misplaced religious zeal or a miscarriage of justice. No single race of people can be blamed for his death. He's not the victim of some traitorous follower. He wasn't in the wrong place at the wrong time. In fact, he was at the right place at the right time. He didn't get caught up in some tax revolt. He's not the tragic failure of someone who might have taught many wonderful things, but got himself all wound up in political and religious tensions that he just couldn't control. Don't weep for him, he tells us. No, in John's gospel, Jesus is the one sent from God, fully, confidently, and faithfully ready to accomplish his mission and shed his blood. He's in charge. He's in charge when he was arrested. He's in charge when Peter strikes that cowardly blow from the back and cuts off Malchus' ear. He's in charge at the hearings before the chief priests. He's in charge discussing power and truth with the Roman governor. He's in charge of the soldier's hammer pounding spikes through his throbbing flesh. He's in charge at the cross even while he hangs on it. He's in charge, announcing the accomplishment of his task. He's in charge of his own dying moment. The benefits of this fountain Jesus alone has to give. And he gives the benefits to all the sinners of all the world when he cries those words from the cross of Calvary, "It is finished." Finished not just for some, and you have to wonder whether it was finished for you, but finished for all who have ever inhabited this dying sphere on which we live. Jesus Christ, by his substitutionary suffering and death for our sins and for the sins of all the people, opened for us the fountain that is filled with blood that is drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Jesus, by his bloody dying, won for the whole world victory over sin, over death, and over the wagging finger of the law that condemns you and me. So what's so special about Jesus' blood? After all, Jesus bleeds red just like the rest of us. His blood is Rh typable human blood, just like ours, with one incomparable difference. Our blood is contaminated blood. As contaminated as blood with a killer virus, only worse. Our blood is polluted with sin passed on from our sinful parents. That's why we sin, you and I. That's why we fail to love and fear and trust in God as we should. That's why we fail to love one another as we should. That's why we fight and feud with family and those people who used to be our friends. That's why we quarrel and war with our fellow human beings. That's why we become partners in the sins of other people. But the blood of Jesus is totally different than ours. Jesus is not merely true man born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus is the God-man. Jesus is true God conceived by the Holy Spirit. His blood is precious because he is the Lamb of God without fault, without spot. As true God and true man, he takes our place, the place of us guilty ones. He becomes our substitute. He sheds his holy and sinless blood as the only acceptable sacrifice for our sins and makes the one full, complete, and final payment for everything that has separated us from the love of God. There's nothing for us to add to it to make it active. And his blood is shed blood, not just for a few people, not only for people who would end up loving him, not only for people who at some point in their lives would decide they were going to become respectable people, not only for people who have figured out how to strike up a diplomatic deal with God, but for the whole world of sin-lost, sin-condemned people. And the benefits of his cross come to us through his holy word and through his blessed sacraments because he said so. We gather to focus tonight all that we are and all that we have on this cross and the wondrous truth of God that hangs upon it and his fountain of blood that has saved us. Look at the cross. Look at Jesus. Look at God. When your world comes crashing in on you, when your hopes collapse, when your doubts assail you, when all the wonderful plans that you've made for the future implode, when your fears stubbornly and terrifyingly refuse to subside, when anxiety or grief barricade your way to the wholeness and peace that God means for you, when there's no other answer to give to God than, "I'm an abject failure," then look here. Here your brother went all the way to death and hell for you. Here Jesus suffered the torment of forsakenness for you. Here your hell is defeated and your uncertainty made sure. On this terrible source of torture is the life and the love of God for you. The crowning achievement of God's compassion, the heart of God's mercy, the source of God's peace for you. Ponder this tonight. Adore it. It is finished. It really is. You have Jesus' word on it. Marvel at that. Wonder. And above all, hold tightly that cross and its life-giving fountain. In the name of Jesus, amen.